An accused mass shooter reportedly had other plans. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Authorities in Illinois say the man charged with killing seven people at a 4th of July parade contemplated another shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, before he was arrested. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
The suspect ordered held without bail.
21-year-old Robert Cremo is charged with seven counts of murder, and more charges could follow. The prosecutor in the case says Cremo confessed to the shooting in an interview with police. Cremo was accused of using a rifle similar to an AR-15 to shoot more than 70 rounds from the top of a nearby building into the crowd. The court appearance comes as 69-year-old Eduardo Uvaldo was identified as one of those who died in Monday's shooting.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden visits the battleground state of Ohio, highlighting a plan to prop up pensions for millions of workers. More from Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden spoke to a group of Cleveland iron workers to trumpet a federal pension program funded with coronavirus relief money.
I campaigned to restore the backbone of this country, the middle class and unions.
The president announced a finalized federal rule boosting financially strapped multi-company pensions and ensuring benefits for millions of retirees will remain intact.
A lot of politicians like to talk about how they're going to do something about it. Well, I'm here today to say we've done something about it.
The president also weighed in on the fatal shooting of a black man by police officers in Akron last week.
The FBI continues to coordinate with state and local partners to provide resources and specialized skill. If the evidence reveals potential violations of federal criminal statutes, the Justice Department will take the appropriate action.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Most of the suspected migrants found dead in a tractor trailer in Texas last week have been identified.
Texas officials say they have only six victims left to identify from that tractor trailer discovered near San Antonio, with 53 dead people inside, all suspected to be illegal migrants being smuggled. Most were Mexican, others were Guatemalan and Honduran. The youngest was 13 years old. Four people are now charged with crimes. One of the survivors tells investigators they covered the truck floor with powdered chicken bouillon to confuse search dogs at the U.S. border. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The suspected driver of the abandoned truck remains in custody. The lone abortion clinic in Mississippi will likely close its doors for good tonight before a state law banning most abortions takes effect tomorrow. The so-called trigger law was activated after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Jackson Women's Health Organization sought an injunction yesterday to stay open, but a judge denied the clinic's request. Air travel headaches may continue for a while, according to the COO of a major airline.
The COO of United Airlines said in a message to staff, reported by Reuters, that the U.S. aviation system is expected to remain challenged this summer and beyond, that there are more flights scheduled than air traffic control can handle. After meeting with aviation industry leaders last month, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said air traffic control staffing issues do not explain all of these delays and cancellations, that during COVID, airlines pushed pilots into early retirement. But Airlines for America, an industry trade group, wrote in a letter to Buttigieg that ATC staffing shortages in Jacksonville, Florida, for most of the prior month, crippled the entire East Coast traffic flow. They asked for the FAA to share their staffing plans so airlines can better plan.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The flight tracking website FlightAware shows 332 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were canceled today. Thousands grounded over the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.